This afternoon, I'm going to talk about trials. It seems as though many of our brethren are undergoing particularly difficult trials. When we find ourselves in a heavy trial, how many of us would consider it a blessing from God that He's allowed for our benefit and growth? I don't think there are many of us who would feel it was a blessing. How often, in the midst of a trial, do we feel that God is punishing us? Possibly because of our lack of obedience, our lack of zeal, dedication, our faith. Many of us might feel this is a real possibility. James tells us in James chapter 1 and verses 13 through 15 that God doesn't put trials on us in that way. Let's turn to James chapter 1. James 1. And we'll read what God tells us through the Apostle James, the brother of Christ. We'll read verses 13 through 15. James 1 and verse 13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted, nor does He Himself tempt anyone. When the verse states, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, the word tempted means tempted either by an outward circumstance of trial or a temptation to sin. The source of the temptation to do the wrong thing is not from God. Verse 14, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Here we find that the source of the temptation lies within man himself. He's tempted by his own desires. It's man's reaction to a situation that produces the temptation to sin. Verse 15, then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Here we learn that the steps to sin are first the desire, then conception, then birth. Birth to sin, then death. Brethren, each of us know that God can work in us through trials as well as miracles. And work in us He will, because He loves us. Psalm 34, verse 19 tells us, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Trials happen to the righteous because the world persecutes those who work to overcome. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Remember, we will never be tempted or tested above what we're able to stand. What work is God performing in us? First, He's striving to teach patience and endurance. Let's read verse 2 of James chapter 1. James 1 and verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy. Be thankful when you fall into various trials. Here the word for trial means things that put one to the test. The reason trials are grounds for joy is because they're capable of producing perseverance. Will our faith persevere? Verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Here the word patience here is a strong word, really meaning stick-to-itiveness, tenacity, etc. Commentator William Barclay defines perseverance as, having the quality to stand facing the storm, struggling against difficulty and opposition. It's a quality that makes progress during a trial rather than merely waiting a difficult situation out. Drop down to verse 12. Verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been proved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. God will reward those who pass the test with the crown of life, our ultimate goal. Trials help ingrain within us humility and obedience. Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews 5. And we'll read verses 7 through 9. Hebrews 5 and verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus Christ learned obedience by basically going through the same trials we go through today. He learned by suffering. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Jesus was not willing to compromise regarding his Father's teaching. He learned by obeying all the truth he knew. We must strive to follow the example set by our elder brother and Savior, Jesus Christ. Trials teach us to be thankful. Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter 4. And we'll read verses 12 and 13. 1 Peter 4 and verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. We are to rejoice that a loving God cares enough about us to perfect us in trials, as he did his Son. Brethren, a trial is not some rare thing that just happens to us as individuals. All people have had to suffer, or will have to suffer through trials. Will we become bitter or better? Trials don't automatically produce good results. What determines whether they will make us better rather than bitter is how we choose to deal with them. Will we cave in, fold up our tent and go home, give up? Or will we truly realize that God is working in our lives to perfect us? Our human nature will say, give up. Quit. God's Word and Spirit will say, I will bring you out the other side stronger and better. Lastly, trials test the genuineness of our faith. Let's turn back a few pages to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter 1. And we'll read verses 6 and 7. 1 Peter 1 and verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved or distressed by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Here we're given a primary reason for suffering a trial. It's so the genuineness of your faith will be revealed to God and to others. Faith can't be hypocritical. You can't fake it. It can't say one thing and do another. Trials and sufferings allow God to know where we stand. When we're in a trial, we can't perform like an actor. When we're suffering, we either express faith or we don't. We can't put on this happy face and pretend. Brethren, whether we want to admit it or not, trials draw us closer to God. Psalm 119, verse 67 states, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word." We must come to realize that the strength to deal with trials comes from God and is available to us if we draw close to Him. He reminds us to ask and tells us He will give. We must learn to ask according to His will. God's help is the theme. I'd like to conclude by reading one more verse. Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians 10. And we'll read verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. "No temptation, test, or trial has overtaken you, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it or endure it." Trials are precious building blocks that produce holy, righteous character for God's kingdom. Be thankful for them.